Sarah exhaled loudly and stretched, both arms extending fully toward the ceiling as though she was letting go of a feeling she was having difficulty handling. "Boy," she said, "you sure don't make it easy. The minute I think I've got this entrepreneurial thing handled, you give me some more work to do. I'd like to go back over this again because I'm not sure I've got it." "What you're saying," she continued, "is that I need to create an organization chart for All About Pies as it will look when it's done 7 years from now rather than the way it is now?" "Yes," I responded. She continued with her question, "and that once I've created that organization chart, I need to put my name in all the positions I currently fill?" "Right again," I answered. She went on, "and that I need to create very detailed descriptions of each and every one of those positions, and then sign the position contracts for each as though I were an employee taking responsibility for each job? Do you mean I actually need to sign each position contract exactly as though I were that employee?" "Yes," I said, "exactly as though you were that employee. Because if your business is going to work, you are each one of those employees. Until you replace yourself with someone else, that is." Sarah continued to press forward, her eyes shining like diamonds, intense, awake, engaged. "And the reason for that is," Sarah said, "that unless I act as I expect my employees to act, unless I work in my business exactly as I wish them to, I will never be able to create a system for doing it exactly the way I expect them to do it. In other words, unless I act in exactly the same way as I expect my employees to act, the system I create will indulge my preferences rather than what the business really needs to make it possible for everyone other than me to be as productive and happy as possible. And if I only indulge my preferences, I will never be able to replace myself with anyone other than another owner, someone just like me, someone with the same interests as an owner, someone with the same goals as mine." She paused for a moment as though to catch her breath, and then she added, "Is that what you're saying?" "Exactly," I answered, "because it's critical, if you're to begin your business all over again, that you're able to separate yourself from the roles you need to play, to become independent of them, rather than these roles becoming dependent on you. Remember, we talked earlier about the crazy-making nature of all your different personalities, and that the only way to eliminate that craziness is to organize yourself and the world around you as clearly as possible so you can function as clearly as possible? Well, it's the dysfunctional nature of these unconscious personalities we have to combat. It's our automatic nature we have got to organize into an intentional nature. And the only way we can do that is intentionally, not automatically. And so one part of us, the part a man named Gurdjieff once called the driver, must order all the rest. The driver must take charge of the horse and carriage, Gurdjieff once said. And as the owner of your business, as the driver of your business, that's your primary job, to take charge of the horse and the carriage. And to do so, you must be able to differentiate among all the roles, to discriminate between what's most important and what's least important, to organize it in such a way that your best intelligence tells you your business must work. And once you have done that, once you've organized your business in the most intelligent way you can, your next most important job is to follow the rules of the game you've created with integrity. Because if you won't follow the rules, why should anyone else? If the rules don't apply to you, the leader, why should you expect anyone to follow you? If you don't obey the rules, honor them, extol them, why should you expect anyone else to take your game seriously? The answer is, you can't expect them to, because they won't. And that's what this whole process of organizational development is. It's the process through which you think through your business as best as you're able and then structure the way it is to work. Your organization chart is that structure. It is you talking to your people in the world, telling them exactly how you see your business working when it's done, when the dream is in place. It's you sharing your mind with the world. And then, once having shared it, it's you telling your people in the world that you believe enough in the vision to live it yourself. Anything less than that is sheer arrogance, I told her. But when you live by your own rules, when you walk your talk, when you live as you think, then your business will become a thing to behold. Got it, Sarah said. I didn't have a doubt in the world, but you would, I responded. So let's go on to management development, I said to Sarah as I poured her a fresh cup of tea, and then to people development. Because where management, people, and systems come together, so does your prototype.